Last year, Evers issued an executive order that called for the Wisconsin PFAS Action Committee to produce an action plan by June 30th, 2020. That deadline will be missed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, said DNR Environmental Management Division Administrator Darcy Foss.
Obviously, since we can't meet and engage, and this was really meant to be a transparent process, so it's very hard to solicit input and feedback from folks.
The action plan is supposed to suggest steps the state can take to combat PFAS, the chemicals found in some nonstick wrappers, water-resistant clothing, and firefighting foam. Ingestion by humans has been linked to higher cholesterol, thyroid issues, and cancer. I asked Evers about the committee's delay in action.
Are you comfortable with this delay on another potential major public health risk to Wisconsinites? Are you comfortable with that delay?
No, not at all. And that's a great point. PFAS is a very large concern all across the state.
The DNR says the years-long rulemaking process for PFAS limits in groundwater, surface water, and drinking water is moving ahead. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.